Hey everyone, this is your audio update for the 24th of November, 2021. As promised, we've received a more in-depth update from our production coordinator, James McKenzie, this week. He writes the following. Right, so this week I'm going to go into more detail about exactly what's going on in terms of Blender production. Firstly, I'll be getting a lot more involved in the porting of Bloodlust assets, as we focus our efforts on that over the next couple of months. As you saw in our text update on the 8th, we've already made a solid go at the actual scene. We're currently working on improving lighting and mood, as well as toning the volumetric lighting down a little and really making the scene pop. We've also begun playing around with the new Serene rig in the scene. Speaking of that, we've got one of our riggers, Chloe, to set up her hair and match it to the previous version of Bloodlust. This is no small task. As mentioned last week, we're aiming to get Lanessa across as soon as possible. Her texture and mesh, as well as her cock, are ready, but we want to port those over to the same rig as Serene to make animating and posing a lot simpler and to optimize our time. The method is a little time-consuming, but once we're done, it will be a lot easier to work with. In terms of short animations, the goal here, as Marie previously mentioned, is to build up a strong team of capable animators, riggers, modelers, and physics artists. And we're getting closer to that every week. Starting off with a small format, roughly 20 seconds, allows us to really focus on quality loops and put out some animated content in the process. Wonder just joined the team and will be specializing in setting up lighting for our scenes. We've currently got him working on the final touches of a scene featuring Serene being fucked on her belly by Lisa. He'll then move on to finalizing the Bloodlust environment. That scene with Serene and Lisa is set in a cozy little room where the pair have decided to have some fun. As mentioned last week, we've also got a cool club scene. The animation closest to completion in that environment again features Lisa and Serene and has the former fucking Serene hard on all fours. By the way, just to give some detail, the Lisa slash Tifa model and rig are originally Mustard SFM's rig. We've since worked on her textures, shape, and cock to suit our own needs. Her cock, for example, has some pretty cool shape keys that control size, shape, and foreskin movement. One of our big objectives now is to also find a good jiggle artist that really knows physics simulation. It's just one of those things that really takes the scene to the next level, and we want to make sure that we nail hair and body jiggle in the future. That's all from me this week. I'll be back to give you more info next week. And that wraps James's update. Now, for all the other projects he didn't mention, things are still going well. The Seed of Rebirth pile driver animation is getting some small issues cleaned up and fine details added. The final part of Flying High is close, and we'll be posting it soon. And that's all I have for you for now. Thank you. Have a good week.